And you were seeing some positive results, and then one day you walked in after a while and you said, I am still suffering from this shoulder pain and upper body stiffness. And what happened?
Well, and I was having some stomach problems again. And, you know, I showed you where the pain was coming from, and you said, oh, well, that's gallbladder. I was like, okay. And so we started me on some new supplements to help with that.
And
it seems to be helping at this point. It's going down.
Good. And so all in all, with respect to your, you know, your improvements, I mean, what things have improved since you've been doing?
Well, I don't have any stomach problems anymore unless I get into something that I shouldn't have.
Yes.
The shoulder pain and the pain in all my joints and stuff has greatly diminished. And one of the other things that I really noticed is my whole mood is much calmer.
Ah, yes. The emotional balance.
The emotional balance is a lot better.
All due to diet and nutrition.
Yeah, I was just, I had some depression going on.
Uh-huh.
And just was not dealing well with things. My stress level was, I have a very stressful job.
Yes, you do.
It's never really been a issue for me. I've always managed it well. Well, I wasn't managing. And it was affecting me, in my personal life and just how I felt. I just felt bad.
So what was it that turned you from major skeptic to a proponent, enough to actually bring your husband to one of my talks?
Well, the fact that I had such significant improvement, that I felt better, that, my stomach wasn't bothering me anymore, and I didn't have all of the aches and pains that I'd had previously, and, my whole outlook on life was improved.
And what's that worth?
Well, it's invaluable.
Yeah, it's invaluable. I mean,
when I first came, it was with, I felt so bad. What did I have to lose? I had everything to gain by at least, putting 100% into making the changes and see what happened.
And you were game to do it. And that was something that I've always admired about you, was that despite the fact that you were quite skeptical of the whole sort of, approach.
And I whined and sniveled a lot, trust me.
And you, I wasn't going to share that.
Well, I will.
Yeah, you whined and sniveled a lot, but the bottom line is you still did it.
I did it, yeah.
And we supported you through it.
Yes. And, unfortunately, my husband's been supportive, and he's noticed the changes enough that he's, got some of his own issues, certainly nothing like mine, but he was willing to see how it would work for him.
And you brought him to a talk, as I had mentioned, and he came in and listened and actually signed up and got his evaluation. I think he's been on a program for a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, about a week and a half now.
Week and a half, and he's already seeing a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, he lost 6 pounds in 3 days. That was pretty interesting.
But besides that, he's feeling better too.
Yeah. Yeah, the sinus thing, he's noticing some change with that.
And that's a lifelong thing.
And I said to him this morning, I says, maybe your snoring will go away.
And it will.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, it will. And the neat thing is, this for a man, and I hope he doesn't, get upset if I reveal this, this from a man who never met a donut he didn't like.
Well, he was just admitting to me this morning that, usually when he goes to the dump, which he did yesterday, he stops by the store and picks up a couple of candy bars and a Pepsi on his way.
Scary.
Yeah. It's like, oh, God, I don't want to hear this.
That is so scary. Well, what would you say to anybody out there who, wanted to change the quality of their life, wanted to find the root cause of, of their health concern? And, what would you say to them, after, with your experiences?
Well, you come to a point of, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to do to feel better? You know, and what have you got to lose except for all of the pain and discomfort that you've been carrying around? You know, look at it.
Yeah, look at it.
Look at it. I mean, you know, because the medical field is not going to help you. You know, they're going to sympathize with you and they're going to give you drugs to deal with the symptoms. But, you know, then you have to deal with all the side effects of the drugs. And
right.
Really, and then you feel like crap because you're on drugs.
Right. Which, of course, which you can avoid.
Right. Well, you know, and so what do you got to lose?
What do you got to lose? Exactly right. So, any last words, you know, for any folks out there who are either on the fence, who really don't want to, you know, take the drugs that they're taking, you know,
well, there's other options.
Yeah.
You know, take a look at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you decide that you don't like what's going on in your life, you have to make a decision. We all have to make decisions. Are you willing to continue to do things the way that you've been doing them? Or are you willing to do something different? But you have to commit. This is not something you go into just kind of half-cocked. You have to make a commitment.
And of course, you know, I'm such a taskmaster that I
don't. Oh, you are.
but with love.
Well, you know, it just comes down to it's up to you. You have to make that choice, and you can't, you know. I really would have liked to have kept drinking my wine, and hopefully that I can still do that at some point.
And there's a good chance that you can.
But today is not the day.
Today is not the day. Today is definitely not the day. Well, thank you so much for calling, Misty. You know, I know that you've been sort of pondering calling and
well, it's a timing thing.
Well, it's a timing, and I really do appreciate it. And I know as a result of you calling and having this conversation with me, I know that it's going to help somebody. I know that someone's going to hear you and your experience, and it's going to, you know, it's going to attract someone else who really, you know, wants to take control and do something.
Well, you know, I hope so. I hope so. I hope somebody that's feeling bad and, you know, has gotten to the point where they're looking for something different will take this opportunity to give it a shot.
Thank you.
It is worth it.
Thank you so much for calling, Misty. I really appreciate you and, you know, in your efforts. And I'm so glad you're feeling better. And that is our mission. Our mission is to, you know, to support people, to get people and get results.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it so much. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Okay. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks for calling.